Pete, we're here obviously at 8:30 in the morning to see an open practice, and fans are packing the stadium. I mean, what do you make of it from your position?
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't even have the final count yet, and it was somewhere around 35,000 already. So it's an incredible turnout, and I'm just excited that we have a chance to open up the building almost more as an open house to the general public and give them a chance to get in here and see what this is all about.
What has been the wide range of comments that you've heard about at least the first, you know, what people see of the stadium? Is it overwhelmingly positive?
It's very positive. I think especially with the group of people here that have, most of them have not been in the building. I'm not sure how many opportunities they'll have to be in the building. They're experiencing it for the first time. And to see the reactions and to listen to what they're saying about the building, it's gratifying. It's fun to see this group come in here, take a look, and get a chance to experience for the first time. But so far, it's been overwhelmingly positive.
So this is the third football-related event here at the stadium so far, and we're still a couple of weeks away from the regular season opener against the Lions. From an operational standpoint, how have things kind of been going with the flow, and how do you feel that things have been working overall?
It's nice to have four events in August to get it ready for the opener, and you know, it's been a little bit of a learning process, but every single event, I think we get a little better and better. So there's so many different areas that I think people wouldn't even realize that we're addressing every day. We sit down after events like this and go through an entire debrief. And we've got a spreadsheet of items that we're going through, and we try to address each one. But we're kind of working through the process, and I think by the opener, it's going to be exactly where everyone expects it to be.
In your sports management days in your career, how has this experience been personally for you? I mean, off the top of my head, I can't remember if you helped open an arena or a stadium or anything like this, but what has this experience taught you?
I mean, been involved in a lot of different projects, but this one is particularly exciting. I mean, to do something like this in Buffalo, it's the biggest construction project in the history of Western New York. It's 1.6 million square feet. It's tethered the Bills to the market for another 30 years. It's exciting and special for a lot of people, and I can't wait to get it opened up for real.
I think a lot of people were watching the field conditions over the last couple of days and couple of events here. How did the field hold up, and how are things kind of progressing ahead of the opener?
I think for us, as expected, it's a new field, and so it's a little bit of a work in progress, and I feel like every day it gets better and better. So we're on top of it. We feel comfortable. The playability is there. The safety has been good. The trainers are comfortable with it. The leagues come in, and they felt like we've met all their protocols. So it's another area that we want to keep improving in, and we think every day it's going to get better and better.
I know people are excited about the paint scheme too. Is there anything finalized or anything that you can lead us into for what we can see for opening?
Yeah, we're just working our way up to it. You know, a couple of preseason games, a couple of public events. So what you see now is not what you're going to see for opening day, so we're waiting to unveil that then.
Family Circle, I know a lot of people are out there checking out the Bison statue and all the names that are on the wall out there. I mean, what can you tell us about the future of what people can expect out in Family Circle for game days, non-game days, and maybe some fun events that they can look forward to throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the response has been incredible. It's amazing to see people go out there, and you know, it's a moment where they're going to take a photograph and soak up some Bills history, and it's operated exactly the way we would have anticipated. But we've left space there for a reason. So, you know, nothing imminent right now, but in the future, yeah, we'll definitely be adding to it.
And I know a lot of people are here today because they might not get into the stadium for a game for a while or what have you. But I remember, I think, in conversations in the past, there were talks that maybe instead of having people out here in the stadium, that outside of the stadium within the gates, that there's the possibility to have expanded parties or watch parties or something. I know there's that fun turf space out on the north side of the stadium. What can you tell us about maybe some future plans with that aspect of the new stadium?
Well, I think so far that's another area we're really pleased with, that whole dual perimeter concept that people come in and they can start to enjoy and experience everything that the Bills are about before they even walk into the stadium. So I think that's something, you know, we're going to continue to work on, and we've seen people respond to it. They want to come in early. You know, they're making everything that they have to experience now, I think, work, but there's definitely more we can add to it in the future.
And the last thing I'll ask you, Pete, is the old stadium site. I know that the demolition continues and that you know, it's a big pile of concrete and steel rubble right now, but how are things progressing there, and what can you tell us about potential future of that site?
I think we're just trying to be patient and thoughtful about what we want to do there. The demolition's ahead of schedule, which is great, and we're starting to work on what the future plans could be there. And I think we've been public that we've been to a number of other facilities and trying to get a handle on what works best. But whatever we do, it's got to be like the stadium. You know, it needs to be built for Buffalo. It needs to work. One thing I can tell you is we absolutely want this property to be a destination from a year-round perspective. So we're looking at right now options and what it can be in the future.
Is there a timeline, at least right now, in terms of when that land will be completely flattened and, you know, maybe any sort of tribute that fans would like? Because I know that that building had a lot of nostalgia. So I think a lot of people, when they see it, they like, I hope there's something that kind of is a moniker to the old stadium.
Yeah, I mean, the original timeline was to have it down and cleared by March of 27. You know, clearly we're ahead of that. So, you know, when we get a little bit closer, I'll have a better idea of it. But we'll absolutely be doing something there to kind of signify what that building has meant to people for so long.
Very good. Anything else, Pete, that you want to add that we haven't touched base on?
No, I think just you can't be more excited about this. You know, I think our goal was to get as many people into this building as we could. And we're trying to live up to that. And to have a public event like this where, you know, we've got north of 35,000 here already, it's, you know, it feels good to get people in the building and let them experience what this stadium is going to be about. Even if they didn't come over for PSLs, they still should have access to the building, and we're excited to welcome them in.